I had a yeast infection. I had a yeast infection.
This is my penis.
Tremendous.
This is my penis.
I had a yeast infection.
Thank you for holding. Thank you for holding.
Sudden fright, tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing.
Tremendous.
Those adults who are blocked in this phase from developing normally are called homosexual.
Tremendous.
That's good.
You know what I hate about the goddamn Macintosh is this goddamn shit where if you double click instead of the area and you go into the bar right above it or below it, it minimizes. I know you know what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ, let's call this thing. Okay.
Friday.
This is my penis.
I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected. My wound was severely infected.
Thank you for holding.
What the fuck? All this stuff. Goddamn fucking internet shit. Fucking whore.
That's good.
Hello, this is Cheryl Murkowski from The Ugly.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you doing, baby?
Well, I had some interesting things happen to me. Well, one only.
Oh, like posting programs by accident.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating canned ham. What happened?
Honey, I hope I don't throw up on the ground.
Are you nauseous?
No, I just had the worst hiccups ever.
Hiccups?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for holding. Mm-hmm.
Cheryl.
Yes.
I was in the Black Jewel.
Yes.
And I was in the aisle with the soft drinks. I think I might have been looking for paper towels.
Was it salt?
Yeah. Salt. Salty paper towels?
That's right.
Oh, my God, I think she is vomiting. This could be a good one. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Poor Rilch.
I'm sorry.
Listen, so let me just get this story out before you start hurling.
Sure.
So I have the Tremendous clip all ready for in case we find Andades, too. Tremendous is ready. But that's not what I want to tell you. So I was in the Black Jewel. I'm not racist. I just call it that. And, there was a man, and there was a nice African-American couple. That's what we say. African-American couple down the paper towel aisle. And then a nice young man who works at the Black Jewel was walking down the aisle and said, "Can I help you find something?" And you know what the woman said, the nice African-American woman?
Yeast infection
cream. Close. She said, "Yeast." Yeast.
Did you record it? No.
Yeah, right. I always have my recorder on in case somebody might say yeast.
True.
Mm-hmm. So how's the chemotherapy going? Doesn't sound very good, huh?
Sucks ass.
What do you do?
Great. It's great. Oh, honey. Save me. Save me from my lips.
How long do you have to do this routine?
Every day this week. One day next week. One day next week. Or the next week. And then repeat.
Repeat? So yes, you have to do it. So it's basically
Excuse
two
me?
Months. It's like one
Six
week.
2 weeks, Nate.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But at least next week won't be as bad, right? It's just this is the bad week. So you have two really bad weeks.
That's not really true.
Oh.
It's more like it's delayed. Excuse me. And it's cumulative.
Oh my God.
Leho.
That's horrible.
Well, money helps. Send me lots of money. Speaking of which, I've had some very nice listeners. Send me nice emails. Send me things in the mail like the Red Monkey. Today, he sent me this beautiful box of bath products to wash my lips. And then this delicious boutique coffee. He is so sweet to me.
Isn't it a danger, though, to wash your lips hard? Might they fall out from the chemo?
Oh, no, they won't done falling out. Mm. My hair's like, I actually shaved my lips so that they'll be preserved. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, morning, you, I took a lot of medications.
What kind?
So they'll be acting up soon.
Good.
I don't want to get into specifics because I know what happened last time. Don't take that one. That one doesn't very good. She's a mess and she needs to watch her back. She thinks she knows everything. That's been interesting because there's certain people that have been very silent.
Like who?
I ain't saying names.
Okay.
But they've been very silent through all this.
And those silent names are those people that listen to my show?
No comic.
Who's silent? God, you sound horrible.
It hurts. Well,
why isn't Andy Melton?
They don't
available?
Listen to your grum.
Well, then they're fucked, aren't they?
True.
I think I might hurl just from listening. I'm just trying to end the Andrea A's.
Oh. Well, then I should definitely stay on. So it's been weird. But anyways, Red Monkey wanted to remind you or have me inquire about the fact that he sent chocolates to the nurses when Gussie was sick.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. Well, he sent chocolates to me, and then I gave them to the nurses. It's to bribe the nurses. Why?
So basically, I should do that, yuck. Because I had a nurse. Hello.
Only to
hello.
She's not there. I'm listening.
Well, because
what was the
problem
with your nurses?
Today, then she put an IV in, and she missed. Mm. Basically, and she was digging around, and she fucked it up, and then another one had to come fix it. So he was thinking maybe someone should send me stuff for the nurses.
Try poison. You know, all the chocolate in the world isn't going to teach a person how to give an IV. You just got to make sure that you know, as soon as you realize they don't know what they're doing, get somebody else. You know, that's such
bullshit.
Well,
how do you tell before they put it inside of you? You know, it's kind of like a man when he puts it inside of you. You know
what? You say, look, do you know, are you good at this? Because I've had a couple people that haven't been good at it. And just, if you suck at it, just spare me the trouble because I got a lot of needles going in me. Just spare me the trouble and get your boss now instead of waiting.
I'd show him the labs and be like, look at the labs.
Right. I'm not your fucking lab rat whore.
I was someone else's.
You can tell if people are good at it or not. You can tell because you can tell if they're a good nurse or not. You just can tell. It's kind of like when you're at McDonald's. If the person giving you the needle looks like somebody who would give you a Big Mac at McDonald's during the drive-thru, they're probably not somebody you should take.
I haven't had those experiences, but the woman who did it the second time, guess what her name was?
Whoreface?
Oh. Now, Mary.
Was she good or a bad one?
She was real good. 2 seconds, she not only got it in, but it didn't hurt at all whatsoever.
Well, then what you do is you ask for Grammy. I mean, Mary.
I'm going to be asking for Mary.
Speak with Mary. What kind of hospital is it? Is this a Jew hospital or what? My God, you sound horrible, Cheryl. What are they doing to you with them poisons?
Seriously, it's so strange because these drugs are very toxic, and so they come in these bags in this bin,
yeah,
and it's sealed real tight. And when they open them up, they need to wear extra gloves, a gown, and have three people double-check what it is.
God.
It's very creepy.
Three people?
And then they put it in front of you, and they're all like looking at you really carefully to make sure you're okay, and giving you all these pre-medications to make sure you don't die.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Hmm.
But the good part is I peed a lot.
Well, that makes it all worthwhile.
3 liters of soda.
So is Red Moncade's going to send you some... Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, damn. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Damn. Hold on, Brilch. Hold on. These people are ogre eager. Okay, now we're going. Hold on. I'm just waiting for this thing to come on.
Hello.
Hi, we have a special guests. Guess who's there?
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, honey, how are you?
I'm okay. Did you go through your first treatment today?
Second.
No, it was... Oh, yesterday. Today was the second.
How did it go?
Honey, first of all, thank you so much for the chocolates and the sweet kind. That was very nice. Unexpected from the ABC.
You're very welcome, my darling. I hope you enjoy them, and I hope they help a little bit to make you feel a little bit better.
Yes, well, if somebody had a rude comic, they said, did ABC have their slave go on and get back for you? And I said, even if they did, it was very sweet of their slave to do that and write that nice chord.
You know what, Vera, you have to tell, because I don't think Cheryl listens to your show, but you should tell her about that lady, that story you told that burps every 5 seconds, because it sounds just like Cheryl. Just do the thing, because just explain.
Well, she was the lady that I called for a job, and so she'd always say, excuse me, honey, how you doing? Listen, I got a job for you, honey.
And that's what Cheryl's doing right now, because she just said, excuse me.
Are you
gassed? I have horrible hiccups right now.
Say excuse me, please, when you hiccup.
Excuse me. And it's horrible. I think it's the voice, really, honestly. It's making it worse. So I shouldn't be on for too long.
You didn't say excuse me. I need this.
Sorry. And considering that one of the drugs scars your lungs and makes it harder to breathe, and that's 3/4 of a lung, I need to be careful. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Just for you, Nate. Just for you.
I was sweating bullets.
Excuse me.
My mama's here.
Excuse me. My mama's here. Excuse me. My mama's
Thank you for
here.
Holding.
Oh, literally. Christ.
Yeah, she is there. Well, you shouldn't.
Now, what were you going to ask me, Nate?
You shouldn't talk. I don't want you to talk too much if it's going to scar your lungs. It ain't that deep.
What you were going to ask me about Red Monkey, he must say.
No, did he send you chocolate you were starting to say?
No, he sent me, coffee. And he's Caldera, the delicious bath products and all that.
Oh, that's right, for your lips.
So he sent me a candle, some cleaning products, and some hand soap. Very nice, in a nice box. He had a card, but it was blank. So he's very angry. I told them, honey, give back some money and send me more presents. So hopefully people will still send me stuff because, honey, I love to get
how do they know how to send you stuff?
Madge, my darling, I have to go finish my dinner now.
Okay.
Oh, tell him. Listen, I'm not... Cliche, then I say, what does he like when...
He loves it when you say Crowley. Yeah.
Tell him I said that and tell him I said, excuse me.
Okay, so and also Vera,
feel as good as you can, okay? And I'm thinking
about
Vera. I'm not gonna post Eat This Hot Show till tomorrow since we're a day late anyway. So don't worry about being.
And tell Wanda that you know I am going through chemotherapy. It would be nice if she'd give me a call once in a while. I know she's really busy.
Well, she's very. She's all about
she's
other
busy
people
at the gym, and I'm not upset at all. That the people that I like most. To be part of my life right now, I'm calling me. It's okay, I'm not hurt. Sure, maybe we should cut this out. Anyways, let her know. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, kid.
Bye, Vera.
Honey.
Bye.
We recorded Eat This Hot Show already today, but I'll be sure and relay the message next week if she's still
isn't called. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Boy, that's why I should be quite sick so I can send her pictures of what I look like. I sent somebody a photo of me lying in the bed with an IV, and they're like, oh, honey, those always make me emotional. I'm like, good.
Yeah, good for you. You're not the one with them in your mouth. It's not about, like, never mind how it makes you feel. I'm the one with the fucking IV in my arm, you asshole.
So I shaved not only my pubes, but my head today, honey.
You shaved your head?
Yes.
Oh, I bet there's some really good pictures people can contribute. I love that for Facebook. But you didn't answer the question. If people want to send you stuff, what do they do? Because you don't have your ad.
Just send me an Amazon gift certificate or money. You can send it to Madge and she'll send it to
Oh,
me.
God. Did you get the money yet?
I did, finally.
Thank the
my
Christ,
God.
Child. All right, I have a PayPal button on my website. On WeEastRadio.com.
I mean, people that I know very well, like, you know, the Andy Melton, because I'm sure he'll send me lots of money, and Justin Feet, who is the sweetest man ever, can I just say, sending me these nice emails, and oh, she's so wonderful, but anyways.
Email don't pay the rent.
You know, I know. Excuse me?
Email don't pay no bills.
That's true. Well, she paid for part of that iPod Touch. She jumps on that shit.
Oh, that's
She's
true.
She's like, yes, 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 yes.
Careful with the voice.
Sorry. She just gets me so excited, kind of like the red monkeys. Woo, woo, woo.
Where's this Andy? What has he been doing? Has he been nice?
He tried to call me earlier. And
he's obese.
I heard an echo, and it's like Tennessee cool. And they didn't hear anything, and then I go to a direct message on them, what's it called?
Adium?
Yes, and he said, that was me calling you, just wanted to see how you're doing.
You know, I can't call him. His Skype in doesn't work. He is so fucking poor. I'm just sick of this ghetto attitude of his.
Supply him one?
Just because his S had surgery on the V. It's not my fault.
That's true.
I fucking spent hours editing that shit fucking together. Not fair.
I'm so glad that you edited it so well that I'll have you move around stuff on that website while I was getting chemo today. Thank you.
It's all right. You needed to be kept busy.
It's true. Nothing else to do. Nothing to see here. Move along.
How come he's not available? I mean, that is bullshit. He's not available. What does he do? He's housebound.
Well, the truth is that sometimes he gets sore from sitting there.
And his chair's squeak.
His chair's broken.
Did you notice in the show yesterday that I amplified his chair squeaks? You didn't, did you?
I didn't finish that gram yet.
Ugh, it takes fucking forever. Why do you think it was so hard to edit? It's fucking... it was a nightmare.
So I was at the hospital today.
Yeah.
And, I had my AV in. Mm-hmm. I thought I was getting kind of nauseous, and I told the nurse.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I'll be right back.
Mm.
So she gave me some of this anti-nausea medicine, NAIDS, right into my IV. Oof. Ooh, NAIDS.
What happened?
Ooh, woo.
What? You got high?
You get kind of tired. And then we were walking onto the cooler, and I was walking real slow.
Did
and
they
I usually walk real fast.
Did they give you your Negris bonnet yet?
No, not yet. You got to send me one.
I may have a colored one.
Ooh, colored Negris, super.
Yeah, I may have one.
And so I was walking real slow, and then we went to the mall. So then I bought two shirts, and then I got my head shaved. It's delicious.
Now,
it felt real good.
Why did you shave your head? Just because you don't want your hair to fall out? You'd rather just...
Exactly. Haven't you seen my hair? It's beautiful. It would be a travesty.
Do you need a wig, maybe? I have plenty of wigs.
I wear wigs all the time.
But I've got pretty colors.
Like what?
Multicolored. Brown. No, it's like like 20 different colors. Anyway.
No.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse me. I'm on the
scene. She is.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Ching Chong video?
What's that, Joe?
We played it on Eat This Hot Show, but evidently it was also on CNN. But there was a video of this Chinese woman who missed her plane, and she freaks out for 5 minutes screaming and lying on the floor in the airport.
In Chinese?
Yes. It's hysterical. She's like, oh, don't I hate that dog.
You should email it to me.
Well, it was on the ski.
Eat This Hot Show. I ain't heard that crap in forever.
It's
I'm two shows behind.
Well, it's all right.
I've got time for Distorted View on Yeast Radio. That's about it at the Mo.
At the Mo.
Have you seen that show, Summer High Toy?
No, Rachel loves that show, though. She's always
trying to get
me to
watch it. Oh, it's real good. You got to get into it, like, one episode. But then it's real good, and I'm like, where's the second season? What's going on?
So should I skip the first episode then?
There's an episode where one of the girls in the school kills herself by taking ecstasy. Hmm. And then the very gay musical director decides, perfect opportunity to capitalize. And he makes this new school musical all about the girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange little candy. You'll like it.
Oh, okay. Because it sounds strange with Candy with a musical director.
Mm-hmm. And there's a science teacher that's always helping him. It's real good. So I like that. I watched that in the waiting room with all the cancer patients. So I'm laughing, and they're looking all very sad. And, you know,
Did you get up out of your chair? Get up in your chair and look? Go to each one of them and say, "Cancer's hilarious."
No, but what if I have it on my iPod and by accident, on purpose, disconnected the iPod for headphones and then played it? Cancer, that's hilarious.
Ugh.
It would be horrible.
You know, Cheryl, I've been having a lot of problems sleeping. I've only been sleeping like 4 hours a night. I can't sleep.
Because you're worried about May.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I started going to Seattle Sutton meetings at 8:30 in the morning, and then I went to yoga. I've been out all day. Can you believe it? And then I went, did some work with some people, and I did, yeah. You know.
You're talking about prep.
No. You know, people have a hard time understanding. We were talking about this on Eat This Hot Show, but I don't understand why people don't understand the concept. If a woman see another woman pussy, she go broke. And that's why I'm broke, and that's why the country's broke, because we've been looking at Bush for 8 years. Ain't that right?
Ain't that the truth? Mm-hmm.
You can't look
you
at another woman
truth,
pussy.
Nate.
And, you know, the problem is that anorexic whore... with the vagina showing. She's the one that brought me all the bad luck in my yoga class. She's a whore.
Clarissa?
No, Clarissa wasn't there. I thought today I was supposed to see her, and then I got a text message. She's got the flu. I said, oh, darn.
Right.
I'm sorry we're not dating anymore so that we could, so I could get the flu from you. The booty flu.
I was very surprised that I didn't have the AIDS today. I got back my test results, and nope. no AIDS.
Why would you think you have AIDS? You don't have sex.
Thank you for holding.
Well, considering that PrEP still supposedly don't have AIDS,
listen,
it would just make sense.
I'll tell you something. PrEP went to get help.
He has.
I verified it. He has been, actually, I think it's helped for him to be on the show and for us to mock him. I think it was helpful when you told him to go die. That was a good question. Why don't you just die as a question?
Yes.
And so he went and got help. So, you know, who knows? Maybe it's good.
Well, how many hours clean do we have? Do you go by minutes?
Clean from panty pooping?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what, Cheryl? The other thing is I have, my yoga teacher gave me a recording of, it's called Golden Bulls. So I'm going to play it in the background now. Golden Bulls. It's Tibetan singing bowls for an hour. You like that? You like bulls?
No.
Well, you're going to hear them in the
I
background.
I hate it. Great. Can't wait.
You like the
really
bulls.
Help me. Bulls. I do like the bulls, as long as they smool.
Smool bulls?
Speaking of which,
what?
Sorry about my explosion earlier, but I think that actually helped me get rid of my hiccups, if you haven't noticed.
Did you actually puke on the show?
No, my explosion.
I don't remember an explosion.
When Vera left and I had a little message for somebody.
Oh, you mean like sort of your outburst?
Mm-hmm. Help me get rid of the hiccups. That's very good.
Well, from now on,
I just need to have some more snaps.
Well, I'm not editing it out. And from now on, I'm not editing anything
out.
You
know what? Honestly, at this point, I don't care.
Because
I really don't care.
Oh, so should I give out the address of the new site?
No.
I
you
didn't
really
think
shouldn't,
so.
It, you fucking whore. Let that shit in, you motherfucker.
Then perhaps you
move.
Do care.
About my website not getting taken down.
I'm sending Andy an email.
Please do. Please. You know what? Madge.
Yeah.
Can you send me a bunch of your Listwood clips? Because I've been playing little bits and pieces from my mother, and she loves them.
All right, well, I'll play some
and
right
I keep
now.
Saying, I keep saying, please don't worry about it. Perfectly normal.
Hold on, let's play some now as I with the golden bowls, and then we can have. I'll send him. I'll just play a little montage, I think.
Thank you,
Dr. Rebecca Listwood. Is that who you're talking about, Dr.
Yes,
Rebecca?
I'm on hold disk.
Okay, hold on. Don't talk, or you hear an echo. Can you hear? Okay, here we go.
And I said that's perfectly normal. If they were side by side, you couldn't sit down, and he felt much easier once he was reassured that this is a perfectly normal part of his anatomy. Those adults who are blocked in this phase from developing normally are called homosexual. During sexual excitement, the body of the penis is much more rigid than the head of the penis, and that's perfectly normal. A full bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is normal. He is not able to produce sperm cells, and in that way will not be able to have any children. But he's a perfectly normal male. He may even be somewhat awkward in his movements at this time, and this too is perfectly normal. If you're controlling your ejaculate for a minute or two, believe me that that's perfectly normal. It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's normal. It's normal. For her to have a vagina and for him to have a penis. A boy should be assured early in life that it's normal for him to have a penis. Many a boy worries about this. This is normal.
Normal.
Masturbation
perfectly.
Is a normal sex outlet, but should not be indulged in to excess. Now, this phase is a normal phase of emotional development. One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's
normal. That's normal.
The sexual attraction is normal, but you have to control it. She is not sick. She is perfectly normal. Some men worry when they notice that the erect penis has a sort of angle to it. This is perfectly normal. Please don't worry about it.
Sudden fright, tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you.
There's nothing wrong. It's perfectly normal. You're growing up. We'll have to call you Mister. This may be very embarrassing to him, but it's perfectly normal, so please don't make fun of him at this time. This, too, is perfectly normal, and this is what you can expect, and this usually takes place when you have an orgasm. We call that the gang phase or the homosexual phase, where boys are interested in boys and girls are interested in girls. This is a perfectly normal phase of emotional development at this age level. Whatever age level this is started, it's perfectly normal. Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it. Please don't add to his troubles. Please don't be concerned. Please don't do that to each other. Please don't make fun of him at this time. Please don't worry about it. Please don't worry about an unwanted pregnancy. Please don't worry about it and don't be concerned about the size of the penis. Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you. Please remember that you never create a concern in the girl that's about to menstruate by referring to her as somebody that's sick. Please remove it with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly. Please treat them kindly, but firmly. Treat them with respect. Please wear a diaphragm all the time.
Okay, was that enough?
Wow.
Was that enough? I don't think I've ever played more Listwood clips.
That was a Listwood explosion.
I have some new clips that somebody sent me. I haven't even listened to them. I should probably hear them.
Of Listwood?
There's I don't know, but I think they're about anuses or something. Hang on. Oh, there's a voice message. Let's see what this says. I don't know what any of this is. Okay, I'm going to turn it on again. Probably, it's probably mean. I haven't heard.
And you fucking piece of fat goddamn barbecue sauce eating cocksucker pieces. Fuck you, Andy.
Oh my god, this is too much.
Fuck you, squirrel, run me down. I gave you my notebook.
Honey.
Wait. I gave you my notebook, you fucking asshole cunt. Fuck you.
Should we call him back?
Honey, this is too much. Granted, I took a lot of pills about that almost an hour ago. So I'm falling asleep and I'm hearing this crazy ass shit. And it's, I can't even imagine.
It's weird, isn't it?
Explain what this is doing to me, and I don't like it.
Well, should I call them? Should we call them and say, look, I have cancer?
No.
What do you call? No, okay. So should we just end then, or do you want to hear the more messages?
Excuse me?
Should we just end, or do you want to hear the other messages?
I'd rather talk to Andy Milton. Or
he's fat in it. You know what? I sent him an email. I said, it's urgent. Please don't embarrass him at this time. Please don't make fun of him at this time. And he's not responding. He is heartless. He's probably eating. See, this is the epitome of an eating disorder. When you're rock, he's hitting bottom. He can't be there for his friends because he's eating. You know? He's eating. He's like a pig searching for truffles, you know? He's just eating. He's missing out on life because he's looking, he's foraging for food.
Sometimes drugs make us go to sleep, and this is one of those toys. I've enjoyed being on the program. I'm glad that you were able to facilitate the end of hiccups. And I love you, honey, and I'm very glad that you're my friend.
Thank you. You too. And be very careful with your chemotherapy, and don't let
ugly bitches ruin my life.
Don't let migrant workers touch your arms. And
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Talk to
Take
you
it
far,
easy.
Baby.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now we'll have a moment of bowls for Cheryl as we fade out slowly. So please, please, please send your donations to, I will send them to her, but you have to clearly mark in the memo that it's for Cheryl. She doesn't want it to go directly to her. She wants it to go through me. She said so. Rishi@hotmail.com. I think there's a button on yeastradio.com. Also, you can send her Amazon stuff. Maybe, I don't know how it's listed. And, yeah. So. Or if you want me to send her something, because she's particular about her, you know, address and stuff, then you could send me the money and tell me, you know, what you want to get or whatever. I can arrange it, whatever. Golden Bulls.
Match, you make it hard to be faithful with the lapse of an angel.
Please don't be concerned.